Here in the U.S., all told, 4 million jobs have disappeared since the recession officially began 16 months ago. This morning's unemployment report is almost certainly going to push that number higher. We turn now to NPR's Jim Zaroli, who's following the labor market. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Renee.
And how bad might the bad news be?
It's likely to be very bad. We're going to hear another pretty awful employment report, most likely. Last month, we lost more than 651,000 jobs. The unemployment rate shot up to 8.1%. And one of the things that has characterized this recession is that the job losses have actually been accelerating every month until now, at least. And a lot of economists expect that to happen again. The number of first-time unemployment claims was up again yesterday. The predictions are that we lost anywhere from 700 to 750,000 jobs in March, and that the unemployment rate is going to go as went as high as 8.5%. In seven states, the unemployment rate is now above 10%. And if this is like past months, in March we saw losses just about across the board, just about every industry, every part of the economy, really except healthcare and government, is steadily losing jobs. I mean, the breadth of the job losses right now is just pretty amazing.
Although there is a little bit of good news out there, at least optimism in the stock market. Stock prices were up again yesterday. Yeah. What's behind that?
Well, I think what that says is that there are a lot of investors out there right now that have a lot of money, you know, sitting on the sidelines, and they're poised to strike when they see some sign of improvement in the economy. They sometimes have a tendency to jump the gun a little bit. Now, that being said, we do see these genuine flickers of good news, you know, signs that things have stabilized at least. Yesterday, we had some data about factory prices that were better than expected. There was also another surprisingly good report about durable goods orders recently. And especially in the housing market, there have been some encouraging signs. I think what's happening is mortgage rates are at historically low levels. So there are lots and there are lots of good deals out there because of all these foreclosures and distressed properties. I mean, if you ever had any idea of buying a house in Florida or Arizona, this is the time to do it. A lot of people are rushing in to buy, and that's really giving a jolt to the real estate market. There are people there now who are just sounding cautious notes of optimism. Yesterday, Ken Lewis, the CEO of Bank of America, said the recession is getting close to a bottom.
Well, are there economists who are in fact agreeing with that assessment?
Well, I think hardly anyone thinks we're entirely out of the woods yet. There certainly are economists who think, you know, things have turned up a bit in the past few months. We're not sinking as fast as we were. But I think most of them would say it's just too early to draw too many conclusions from the data. We're still seeing a lot of layoffs, and all these job losses mean, of course, that there will be fewer people with money to spend, money that doesn't go to the department stores, the car dealerships, you know, the furniture stores. So that's why a lot of people are going to be watching this morning's report so closely.
And as we'll be reporting on that when it comes out. NPR's Jim Zaroli, thank you very much, speaking to us from New York.